This morning I want to talk about the subject of John the Baptist a little bit, and reading some stuff about it, his life intrigued me. Definitely a little different than even for the people at the times. So thinking back, if you think of our days of navigation, if you've been on open water or even just driving down to an unfamiliar city, it sure is nice to have our technology and our GPS, and maybe even a friend to call to tell you give directions. But if you don't have that, you're just a little uncertain where you're going and what you're doing. Think back to the times of what the lighthouses were for and how beautiful they are for the sailors in the sea, sailing along in the dark, no way to tell, for knowing for sure where you are, especially if the sky's overcast, you don't have any stars or moon, and just sailing along, unsure if you're going to just smack into the shore or just fall in the currents or wherever you're navigating, and all of a sudden you can imagine a light beam coming across the waves. Just imagine the relief and the feeling of there's a reference point, there's what I need to avoid to stay alive. So thinking back to that, there is a lighthouse in the Bible, in the last book of the last chapter of the last book of the Old Testament, Malachi 4, 5 through 6. And I'm going to read that now. Malachi chapter 4, verses 5 through 6. And this is talking to the Israelites, but remember ye the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded to him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. At the time, I'm sure this was probably a little bit vague. Looking back now, we skip forward to Mark in the New Testament, chapter 1. I'm going to read about, we read about the coming of John the Baptist. The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophets, behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. And there went out unto him all the land of Judea and they of Jerusalem, and they were all baptized by him in the river of Jordan, confessing their sins. And John was clothed with camel's hair and with a girdle of skin about his loins, and he did eat locusts and wild honey. And it talks about the rest of his message there. But it makes you wonder, why did he talk about his girdle of leather, eating locusts? And if we skip, of course, reading about the first Elijah, that is in 2 Kings 1 through 7. And he's talking about Elijah. And when the king, Ahab, was looking for him with his general, it was the context. And Ahab is, I believe, is talking to the man who saw him. And he said unto him, what manner of man was he which came up to meet you and told you these words? And they answered him, it was an hairy man, and girt with a girdle of leather about his loins. And he said, it is Elijah the Tishbite. And then we read, of course, later on how Elijah went on and I believe that was the captain of the 50 that got consumed. I might have that wrong there, I'm wondering. But anyway, Elijah was described as this wearing a leather belt. He wore a girdle around his waist. Well, so did John the Baptist. It was coming. He was coming. So John was the fulfillment of Elijah to come. And in Mark 1, we also read about John preached repentance. In the Greek, the word repentance, of course, means to turn, to change, to turn around, go the other way. And when we look back at the prophecy of Malachi, I found it interesting that he was to preach to turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children and the children back to the fathers. The same concept of turning around. And so when we look around at all these, the different prophecy talking about it, they could see that the Old Testament Elijah, the verse there, was the lighthouse. And the same lighthouse for the coming of Christ to come. In the same way, John is sort of the lighthouse for us today. Starting off with the New Testament, he starts off the New Testament, where he shows us our need to repent, to turn, and to look for Jesus for our salvation. And that was all I had. Thank you.